This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, anyway, but my way. Nobody rides free. Freedom is not free. All right, some stations don't care this first 5 minutes. I'm going to cover some news here. When we come back from break in 6 minutes, I'm going right to Tawana and everybody else. The order, your calls are received on this live Monday broadcast. We're into the fourth hour. You know, I have known Roseanne Barr for years. I've tried to interview her many, many times. She always says she's going to come on, and she doesn't. She lives in Hawaii. She invited me out to her house in Hawaii. She invited me out to her house outside Austin. She's a great lady, people that I know that know her. But she definitely has courage. So I need to go out and meet with her. I need to go out and interview at her house. That's probably the best way to get her on. But I saw some of her new stand-up. She told me about a month ago. She said, I'm going to really lay it into them on my new stand-up. And she told me that she's really getting a good response around the country when she engages in the stand-up. So it's super hardcore. And she told me she's mainly only getting love, like 95% positive feedback. So, again, another bellwether that people are waking up. But they think they'll just hit us with a bioweapon and hit us with a poison shot that's 10 times worse, and then we'll just kind of forget about it and move on to the next thing and the next attack. No. Exposing the attack, hammering the truth, getting the information out there is the lifesaver that we absolutely have to have. We've got to do it. We've got to do it now. It is do or die. And I keep hammering this audience, not because you haven't done a great job, not because you aren't amazing people, but because you're the best we've got. You're the most awake people in the world. The globalists don't just hate me. They hate you. They hate you. And they want to economically destroy you so they can have their criminal way with you, ladies and gentlemen. And I know most of you know that, but you've got to really let it burn into your head. For those of you that have been on the fence, hiding doesn't protect you from this. Hiding let these people take over. We have to stop hiding, we have to go public, we have to speak out, and we've got to do it right now. So here's a clip of Roseanne Barr. We'll go to break. We will come back and go directly to your calls.
How many of you's got the backs? Few of you's. You probably had to get it right. Were you forced to get the backs? Yeah. Boy, what a... That makes me mad they force people to get the backs. I hope they have to pay for that. What they did to us. Did you get any of that myocarditis or the facial paralysis or, you know, the adult dropping dead syndrome or any of that? Did any of that? What happened to people that they start believing for some reason that this government had their best interests at heart? What? My whole family's a bunch of libtards, you know, as I said, and they've called me a conspiracy theorist the whole time, but everything I said turned out to be true. Did they apologize? Hell no. They never apologize. They never admit they're wrong, do they? Now, my whole family is sick, what with blood clots and this and that and the other. They're all sick. I'm the only healthy one. I'm going to miss them. What happened to people, though? How can they line up to take these shots from this government, knowing that this government gave smallpox-infested blankets to the First Nations people, gave syphilis to black prisoners in Tuskegee, told us there was weapons of mass destruction before they leveled Iraq and destroyed Libya, told us Fen was safe, and then all the fat people died? What happened? And they're like, hey, can I get that booster? Can I get that shot and those 15 boosters? would you mind giving my daughter here that shot right in her eyeball after she's born? Could you give her 10 of those right in the eyeball? Could you give her a shot right in her little baby clitoris? Could you do that for me, Mr. Biden? What's wrong with people?
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Your calls are coming up right now.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones. Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on a cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol.
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. Silence those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison.
All right, thanks for holding, callers. We're into hour number four. I'm trying to move quickly through your calls. Tawana in Tennessee on Biden, Ukraine versus our own country. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Hey, I could go on for a month and not talk about everything I've wanted to talk to you about over the past 20 years, but let me just say I'm hopped up on fizzy magnesium today, and I wanted to just give Biden and Zelensky some great greetings for a wonderful President's Day as they spend the day together. I'm so happy for them. They're a match made in heaven. But, Alex, what's most important is we haven't talked about the CBDC pilot program ending in February for over a week now because we have so many other plates that they've got spinning that our minds are just racing like crazy. And I'm telling you, Alex, I think this CBDC, I think that that's the final nail in the coffin, and I think that's
well,
what
listen,
they
I've been hammering
on
the central bank digital currencies, and did you notice that in the town in Palestine,
yes, sir.
They 10 days before, in fact, I meant to cover this Sunday. Guys, reprint it for me. I think it's even in the stack, but I can't find it. FEMA handed out wristbands for an emergency pilot program to the locals and came door to door 10 days before the train blew up, before they lit
absolutely
it on fire. I mean, can you believe that? What the hell's going on here? I mean, how obvious is that?
One step away. One step away, Alex. We're one step away, and this is the crescendo, and we've got to start having solutions. You got to look local. You got to look for your community. Look for your tribe and work around how we're going to do this. We've got to work around this. We are the warriors, Alex. Can I let out a primal scream because I've been waiting 20 years?
Ah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Let me see your war face.
Oh, Alex, man, I love you. God bless you. God bless all the Info Warriors. Everybody, please keep on supporting Alex so that we can continue to fight.
I love it, and it's that. So don't hang up. That's a primal spirit, Tawana. I interrupted your primal scream with mine. Let me hear your war growl.
Death to the new world order!
Ah! Yeah!
Yeah, baby!
love you. I appreciate your call. Amazing points. Wow. Ralph in Mississippi. It'd be hard to follow that up. Go ahead, Ralph.
Okay, I've got some info to pass on to you about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
Yes, sir.
Monkey Works U.S., that's spelled W-E-R-X, on 2-10-23, this Friday a week ago, broadcast coverage of the actual flight line of the plane that flew from the U.S. to Iceland to fuel up all the way to the Baltic Sea, did a one-hour refuel, marked a spot in the Baltic Sea, flew out, returned back on a bombing run, dropped down, unloaded weapons, pulled back up to flight height, and took back off to the ocean. And he's got the actual coverage of, shows you exactly what happened when. That's when the pipelines went up.
Yeah, I know Cy Hirsch has done a great job documenting all that.
He documented what people want him to believe. Monkey Work shows you exactly what happened. There's no question about it. We sent a P-8 over there, dropped most likely Hawk missiles, took out all the pipelines and hauled back to the U.S. Nobody knew that flight was there.
Is a Hawk missile, is that surface to sea? Does that go underwater?
Apparently, this is the newest version of stuff they've got. And that's apparently what they use. All Monkey Work shows is he shows the exact flight coming over, shows it circling around for a one-hour refuel, shows it marking a spot in the Baltic, going out 50 miles, making a U-turn, coming back, dropping down to bombing level, unloading weapons, the plane jumps up in the air, levels it back off to flight height, and hauls back out to the
air. Well, I'll check it out. You know, I have a lot of respect for Cy Hirsch. When I first saw what happened months before he came out with his report, they had a big NATO drill right over the pipeline area. And they say they trained other Navy divers so it wouldn't be Navy SEALs who report back to Congress, and that they would use remote detonators so that whoever delivered the weapons payload wouldn't be over the target when it happened because of all the systems that document who's where. But regardless, Biden said he was going to blow it up, and so did April Gillespie and all the rest of them. April Gillespie, whatever her name is. I appreciate your call, brother. Not disagreeing with you. We should just look into it. I'll look into it, okay? Candace in Tennessee. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, great to be talking to you today on President Today, and it's Black Ops History Month. We are currently in psychological, financial, biological warfare. It's already been going on. Me specifically, I called about 7-8 months ago to tell you I've been surviving humiliation rituals. I'm a satanic ritual survivor. I got the IBM book that said basically what's all rolling out now was pre-planned in the 70s. I talked about that with you, and I called into Harrison's show about this Adventures of Tomorrow book, and they looked it up. It's about $1,000 what it's priced at online. And I live in the Middle Tennessee area in Cheatham County, and you've talked about these sex operatives. I've been being stalked for an extremely long time by FBI. A local law enforcement in Cheatham County said that they weren't the ones stalking me. It's the big government. I've been complaining so much that they sent me a letter saying, don't call us. You're wasting our resources. This is the FBI. I have all of this information. On the very first day of this year, January 1st, 2023.
Well, man, there's no doubt that we're all being surveilled. There's all sorts of criminal activity going on. I'm sorry to hear that's happening to you. But speaking of books that predict all this, we're going to grab the clip. I'll have it next segment. On Saturday's show, Jay Dyer talked about a Arthur C. Clarke book I hadn't read that was written in the 80s, where it describes the exact world we'd be living in the year 20, I think it says 18, but we'll actually show you the book when we come back. It's pretty amazing. Thank you for the call. Paul in Maine, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, first time, long time. Hey, so I just wanted to talk about something that Stu Peters just mentioned. So he was talking about unrestricted warfare.
Yes.
Right? So some people call that fifth generation warfare, right? So it's information
warfare. And
I
call it full spectrum dominance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the thing I worry about when we get into this kind of talk about, resistance is some people are going to get the wrong idea, obviously. They're going to start thinking, old school. They're going to start thinking old ways of fighting. But I just kind of really want to drill into people that, trying to fight this level of tyranny and corruption in this age of information warfare it's like trying to storm a World War One machine.
Yeah, no, the average cop or FBI agent is just compartmentalized. They're not the enemy. They're under attack as well. You beat it by decompartmentalizing people so they see the big picture, like Elon Musk did when he confronted the world government last week. That's how you get victory, is exposing that it's a tiny group at the top orchestrating this, and they're the enemy. And then you just simply expose them where they're the most hated people on earth, and any policy they push, everybody turns against, and then you have victory. They need to get full spectrum dominance over our bodies and over our resources first to roll out the rest of their plan. But now, because we've got the jump on them, I believe they're going to fail.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just wanted to say that, you know, what's the next level after fifth generation warfare? That's going to be sixth, right? What is that? The levels of warfare have been getting finer and subtler as we go.
Hold on, I don't want to cut you off, Paul. Tell us what you think, because I'm such a smart guy. Sixth generational warfare is, but I mean, fifth generational is basically full spectrum, so it's just another level of that. We'll come right back with Paul to finish up his great points, and then we'll go to everybody else that's holding. We can't take any more calls. No more calls on the board, guys. Just the ones we got here. This is plenty. This is 11 phone calls, and I'm going to jam every single one of you in here before this transmission ends. And then, in 45 minutes from now, you know what that means. Owen, the Cuck Slayer, the Cuck Destroyer, hosts the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, band.video, infowars.com/show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What we're showing on screen for TV viewers is a CIA advertisement online for young people to join the CIA and spy on the American people. Skeletons, ghosts, demons, witches. These are just a bunch of whacked out criminals that have done what other people have done throughout history. Government gets control, it sets up a cult, and it decides to feed on the rest of the people. And it always collapses civilization. And the same disease that's killed so many civilizations and peoples, we now have. Paul in Maine, not shopping at the box stores when you can, supporting independent local business, supporting local farmers, having your own energy systems, being self-sufficient is really how you checkmate these people. And as things get worse and worse, and as the globalists turn off the energy and the food supplies and everything to force you to take the shots, it'll become evident to everybody else that that's really the answer. But you were going to get into fifth-generational warfare, sixth-generational warfare. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, you think about it. If you want to defeat an enemy, you have to be one step ahead. You have to reach the next plane of warfare before they do, if you're evenly matched. So, you know, as I said, the levels of warfare have been getting subtler and finer over time. We went from bashing each other's skulls in with rocks all the way up to information warfare in the mind. But I really do believe, and this is going to sound like total foolishness if you are totally anchored to the physical world, but spiritual warfare is the next level of warfare. And some would argue it's always been the one level of warfare. Purification of your thoughts, purification of your actions, real deep soul searching. I really heartily recommend fasting to really, connect spiritually and cleanse yourself. There's all sorts of unseen, there's all sorts of unseen worlds around us that they echo what happens here, right? So I really do believe that.
Well, by the way, I said what's above fifth generational because it's attacking everything. And I was wondering what you're going to say, but no, the first level and the last level and all the levels is spiritual. It all comes down to our souls. That's what this is all about. I totally agree.
Absolutely. Like I said, it sounds like complete foolishness to people who are still stuck in rifles and bombs mode because they're just still too anchored to the physical.
No, I hear you. But great point, Paul. Call again. Thank you. Mike in Illinois, you're on the air.
I just wanted to talk about I just went on a cruise recently, and I wore your Alex Jones Was Right shirt, and it was just like one of the most magical experiences I've ever had, ever.
What happened? Tell folks about it.
Most of the people were Canadians that approached me. One lady was from New York, and her son got myocarditis after getting a shot, and she didn't know who you were. So she asked me, she sat down at the bar next to me, and she was like, well, who's Alex Jones? Like, what was he right about? And I was like, well, where should I start? And then we just had like a 3-hour conversation, and I'm pretty sure she was very red-pilled afterwards. Even her husband was like, I work a union job, so I can't say that I listened to Alex Jones, but you should pay attention to what this guy's saying.
Wow, so she didn't know who I was, but her husband did.
Her husband did, but he was, those unions are...
Well, that's the thing. There's all the secret listeners. What other feedback did you get?
Just amazing. The Canadians were just like, oh, yeah, great. They'd give me like a high five or whatever.
Well, that's what I'm telling folks is liberty is so popular, but we're all isolated individuals. We don't know it. Now, you get 100 to 1 love. You might also get a beer bottle over your head wearing it, too, so be careful.
I was afraid I was going to get thrown over the boat. but I really want to promote your Red Reel, the Real Red Pill Plus. Oh, my God. That thing is just blowing my mind how good it just.
What did it do for you? What did Real Red Pill do when you took it?
Well, I have fibromyalgia, and it's made my pain be reduced by probably 50%, and I have energy to, like, do things, you know, where normally, like, it was like, oh, God, I got to, like, do my laundry or whatever. No. This stuff, and that and the Brain Force Ultra, are both of those products for me have been transformational. But your
shirt, the thing about
the
Real Red Pill Plus is it's got some natural healthy stimulant in it, but that's not what does it. It's the preglinone and the other trace elements. But the preglinone is the basis of all your hormones. With all the hormones that are in the food and water, it blocks the preglinone, is what scientists and doctors have told me. And so when you take preglinone, especially if you're over 30 or 40, then it helps the building blocks of your natural hormones. So it gives you long, healthy, sustained energy. So people should get Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless you, and I really appreciate you calling. Mike from Illinois. And again, thank you for your support, sir. We would not be here without you. And we are finally getting some of the t-shirts back in stock, so check them out at InfoWarsStore.com. And we will be right back with another caller, and then we'll come right back after break and take more calls. All right. That five-star review right there. Let's talk to Leo in Minnesota. You're on the air. Go ahead.
What's going on, Alex? How you doing, brother?
I'm trying, brother, as hard as I can. It's getting crazy.
Yeah, man. Well, man, just wanted to give a shout-out to all of my Proud Boys nationwide. Hold in tight. And a little update on the January 6th political prisoners. We had a boy named Ryan Samsel, who's been in contact with the Gateway Pundit, and now he's already been assaulted 3 times. Keep in mind, this guy hasn't even been tried, and he's been held for 2 years now. He's already been beaten, hogtied, abused, tied to a chair for 12 hours, denied his medical treatment.
One guy the jail guards beat his eye out.
And that's who I'm talking about now. He has no vision in his eye, and he's even lost his phone privileges for 6 months, so now he can't even speak to the Gateway Pundit to talk about what he needs to talk about to shine a light on his situation.
And that's political persecution. He's a political prisoner. We should pray for him.
He is a political prisoner, and I just want to shout out to Rufio, shout out to Rambo, Biggs, shout out to Enrique, shout out to all my boys who are in there over the January 6th PSYOP. Just hold in tight, boys. We're shining a light on this. And to all my Proud Boys nationwide, it might seem like we've been swept under a rug because Biden's in office, but I tell you that the fire in our souls is burning brighter than ever. We see right through the PSYOPs, and trust me, we're black and yellow colors, and we'll support you.
Why don't you say a brief prayer for the fellow you just mentioned?
Dear Lord, we bow our heads and we come together in your presence to ask that you watch over our brothers who have been tried as political prisoners just for expressing their patriotic rights. And I would ask that you lay something on Trump's heart as well and his soul, to make him speak out more and raise more awareness to this situation. Lord, we know we're only fighting for a battle that's going to be won for you ultimately, but it's a dark road, and I just pray you keep eyes on everybody and pray that these guys make it out of these jail cells alive.
Amen. Thank you so much for the call, brother. All right, we're going to come right back and move quickly. James, Ivan, Connor, Mike, Joe, Jeremiah, Stephanie, because I've got to air, I need to air, a special piece at the end of the hour that is a clarification on something that's important, and the Warham's coming up, so we've only got limited time here coming up, but I'm going to get to all your calls on the other side of this break. Yeah, they are just torturing the hell out of those people, folks, and they're a beta test for all of us. Joe Biggs today, and it's all of us tomorrow. We'll be right back. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight.
And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let's race through your phone calls. James in Ohio, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hi, I think Elon Musk is being positioned to be the kind of new Alex Jones. He has the public support because as the millennial support and Gen Z support because of his involvement in crypto, and also owns now an entire media, social media operation, which is how the younger generation communicates. He's involved in Starlink, BrainChip, everything under the sun, and he's trying to be positioned as kind of the new Alex Jones. Additionally, I wanted to say the Nascent Iodine you guys sell is life-changing. One thing I run into is I forget to rebuy it, so I'll be out of it, and then, you know, I'll listen to you when I drive or when I'm at work, if I forget to go on InfoWars and order it, but I figured out I can do 60 days auto ship or 90 days auto ship, so I encourage everybody to do that. And, hey, my cousin Mike, his birthday's coming up, and I was wondering if I could get Felix the Fentanyl Dragon to wish Mike a happy birthday.
Well, let me think if fentanyl's around here anywhere. His name's Mike?
Yeah.
You're not going to have a birthday, Mike. You take your fentanyl and go bye-bye, you stupid American. There is no hope. Biden belongs to us. You do not get a birthday, Mike. No, no, no.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet, brother. I appreciate your call. Jeremiah in California. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
I have four points man here. One of them, hear out the whole thing here. We have to, if we can bring ourselves to the point of forgiving the people who have wronged us so badly in the New World Order, there's a possibility that they will see mankind go past the boundaries that we are limited to in our bodies right now, and they will see what we have the potential to become. And maybe in time, that will be worse than anything that being outside the light of God can give them. So, but we have to do this not as a thing to punish them, but as an actual, honest, inside thing to seriously be the better person on this stuff and not for a selfish reason. Second thing about this is what Davo said they were going to distract us with last year was alien stuff. The balloons and UFOs are distractions from what they're doing. Keep in mind what they were talking about this year is their attack on misinformation. So when they're letting people get back on Twitter and stuff, it's a trying to keep the people keep the sheep in the pen. We can't fall. Please try not to fall for that. And love is the way. Love is the way we're going to get through this. Loving people and not loving people with our hearts. And finally, I would like to know if you can actually put some of your promotions that you put up as for downloads, so I can put them in my YouTube account.
Do what promotion wise?
Those promotions, like that one you had with the doctor that was talking about the iodine, nitrous, who was talking about the
absolutely. We should protein. I think we have a promo page actually on Bandai Video. I don't think we put a lot of stuff up there, but yeah, we'll definitely do that. Thank you. Great points. Let's talk to Joe in Michigan. Joe, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you.
I've been listening for 15 years, and I've spent thousands of dollars at your store. My favorite product is X2. It seems to clear my mind up and increases my vocabulary and my ability to express myself much better. But I'd like to talk about World War III. I got some bad news and some good news. I've been a Christian my whole life. I've known Christ since I was a kid, and I was a preacher for a while. But the bad news, I believe, is that the United States will be destroyed. And there's some biblical references about that in the book of Jeremiah, but they're kind of hard. They're kind of obscure, kind of hard to pan out, so to speak. But the good news is, I've been praying about this lately because, you know, I don't want to get blown up in a nuclear holocaust. I don't want to go out that way. And the Lord brought to my remembrance, you know, through the Holy Spirit, some of the verses in the Bible and the one story about Lot, you know, how God sent the angels to take him and his family out. Not just him, his family, too. And then twice in the scriptures, once in Jeremiah, like, 49 or 50, chapter 49 or 50, he says, come out of her, my people. And then again in chapter 18 of the book of Revelations, he says, come out of her, my people.
Well, sure, and you see that also in Exodus. Thank you for the call. Great points. Let's talk to Ivan in Slovakia, Eastern Europe. Thanks for calling, Ivan.
Mr. Jones, it's a pleasure to be on your show. I mean, it's great. 3 points, Mr. Jones. First time caller, long time listener, graduate in 2014 and kicked on from listening to you. 3 points. everybody knows Alex Jones here. I went to a cookout about a year ago, multicultural cookout with my fellow Africans, fellow Mexicans, fellow Russians, fellow people from India, everywhere. And I took off my jacket and I had your shirt on that said InfoWars in red. It was a black shirt with InfoWars in red on the front. And everybody shook my hand and everybody was in sync with me. They knew what I was thinking and they knew who you were. They were so, I mean, the conversations we had were exhilarating. I mean, they were amazing about everything, about you, about your show, about what you talked about and about Disease X. You preached about Disease X for years and it came and everybody knew about it. And everybody I talked to at that cookout never took a vaccine, never took testing, nothing. They're all hardworking people, very respectful, but they went on to live their lives without any pressure from any government, and they never took any of those vaccines. Second point, Mr. Jones, if you know John the Baptist in the Bible, screaming in the wilderness, about the Messiah coming, repent, about come, get baptized, paving the way for the Messiah. Well, in today's world, Mr. Jones, you are John the Baptist, and we can hear you. And the funny thing is, they try to decapitate you, but they can't. They cannot, because you're ordained. We hear you. We hear you all the way from Slovakia. I'm originally from Virginia. I moved to Slovakia in 2020, and it's right before the pandemic hit there or here, but it's been amazing. It's been amazing to be part of your show. Last thing, I want to plug a couple of items, if you don't mind. Everybody listening, if you have the red pill, if you have the fish oil or krill oil, if you have X2, if you have Silver Bullet, if you have I'm so excited. Okay, anyway, put some water in your glass, take those in the morning, and your performance at work or anywhere, and your mood is going to be so great. Many people...
Well, these really are key compounds that Global is trying to keep us from having, and I'm sorry I got to go, Ivan. Thanks for the support. The listeners are the best people in the world. I promise to get to Connor, Mike, and Stephanie. Crew, don't let me forget. I'm going to take calls tomorrow. Call them back if they want us to. They'll go to the front of the line. If not, then I'm sorry to make you hold. I tried my best. Owen Schroyer is coming up in about 20 minutes. I need to air this, and I'll explain why here in just a moment. This is a clarification on what's going on with a lot of issues and with the whole situation with the attacks on free speech in this country. So we're going to air this important piece of information. Then the main broadcast will end. And then Owen Schroyer will take over coming up at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Harrison Smith, 11 a.m. Of course, he starts at 8 a.m. I'll be back at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Great job, the crew. Great job, everybody. I love you. I appreciate you. We're going to make it through this with God. God bless.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Comments upset them. This was the last thing I wanted to do. Now, as to Attorney Bengston's demand that I retract my statement he quotes regarding Ms. Lewis's response to me on August 2nd, I have gone back and reviewed the video available of that day's event, and I want to show five relevant clips from these videos. These clips come from August 2nd, 2022. Number one shows Ms. Lewis trial testimony. The second video, my response in trial testimony. Third video, my actual morning on-air statements. Four, the end-of-day brief courtroom conversation and handshake I had with Ms. Lewis. And finally, number five, my August 3rd, the following morning, my court testimony about Ms. Lewis shaking my hand and how much I appreciated that handshake.
I wanted to tell you to your face because I wanted you to know that I am a mother first and foremost. I know that you're a father and my son existed. You're still on your show today trying to say that I'm implying that I'm an actress, that I'm deep state. You have this week. And I don't understand. Truth is so vital to our world. Truth is what we base our reality on. And we have to agree on that to have a civil society. Sandy Hook is a hard truth. Hard truth. Nobody would want to ever believe that 26K kids could be murdered. Nobody would ever want to believe that. I understand people not wanting to believe that, actually. I don't want to believe it. Jesse was real. I am a real mom. There's nothing out there. Nothing. There's records of Jesse's birth, of me. I mean, I have a history. And there's nothing that you could have found. Because it doesn't exist that I'm deep state. It's just not true. I know you know that. That's the problem. I know you know that. And you keep saying it. You keep saying it. Why? Why? For money? Because you made a lot of money while you said it. I know you're... I mean... I know you believe me. And yet you're going to leave this courthouse and you're going to say it again on your show. You're saying no. You just did it.
And, you know, before we do that, I just do want to say this on record because I've said it many times. I apologize to both.
The same. So, Mr. Jones, one of the instructions I just gave you is that this is not a conversation.
That I never intentionally tried to hurt you. I never even said your name until this case came to court. I didn't even really know who you were until a couple years ago when all this started up. The internet had a lot of questions. I had questions. And over that 6-7 year period before I got sued, or 6 year period, it's clear you can see the whole progression of us, the few times we covered it, trying to actually find out what happened. And that's really been my big frustration, is that the people have said that I'm personally trying to hurt them or coming after them. When I question every big event, and a lot of times it turns out that we've not been told the truth. And a perfect example is today, where they play a 1 minute clip, and I had just done that this morning, and I knew that I said, I believe that Scarlett Lewis is real, and she's a really nice person, and she's really a sweet person. And then I went through and talked about her ex-husband too, and then I said, I believe they're being fed and manipulated, and this is a perfect... That's a perfect
thing.
Do you feel that the video clip was a fair representation of what you meant to convey?
No, it had the front and back. No.
Okay, and why wasn't it fair?
Because it had the front and back cut off of it to totally misrepresent the apology at the end and at the first, where I said, I believe she's a real person and lost her child. So someone edited that and then showed it to her, and then they brought it in here and played it to show it to you. And I think you should ask to see the full segment.
Oh, and I got to say this. I've now met Neil Heslin and his ex-wife. Those people are real once I saw them in person. A lot of anomalies. The government lies so much. They have a right to question things. I thought Jesse Smollett was a lie. I said it first. Went out on a limb. I was right. Most of the time, I'm right. We saw anomalies. I wasn't the first to bring up the anomalies. Some of the anomalies were going to be a fraud. I've spent days literally 7 feet, 8 feet away from Heslin. Because we're sitting right there. They're sitting right there. That guy's real. If my asking questions about public events hurt these people's feelings, I'm sorry.
And then slow enough to
think. No, I'm slow enough to
think. Yeah, that's it.
I'm going to say, I'll be honest on here. I'm 37.
That's it. I'm not talking to you anymore. You're not doing this. I mean, that's not even a thought. That's not the way this goes.
Ownership, I am. Why? You can't see them take videos anymore?
And that he's slow on autistic.
Thank you. No, I'm slow on autistic.
Yeah,
too. Absolutely. I was being honest on air. I think we told him a lot of stuff he said have been manipulated.
So that's it. I'm not talking to you. You're not doing this. I mean, that's not even a thought. That's not the way this goes.
So what's your time here?
Actually, proud of the fact that I got a chance to have Neil and Scarlett come over to me and shake my hand and, you know, talk to me yesterday so I could tell them face to face, but I'm sorry.
Hopefully, after watching these actual video clips, several matters are clear. First, it shows that the trial testimony of Miss Lewis about her understanding of my on-air statements earlier in the morning of trial was wrong. I told her in the courtroom that I had not attacked her that day, as the video of my actual on-air statements that morning demonstrate. Second, my on-air video clip that morning demonstrates that I clearly said that I know you're real, and I know that the death of your son is real. Third, these clips show that after my testimony that day in the courtroom, I had a conversation that was initiated by Miss Lewis that ended with Miss Lewis and me shaking hands and her ex-husband and I shaking hands. Unfortunately, the audio I have of the exchange is poor and you cannot hear much of what we're saying, but it seems clear that while we were shaking hands, we were talking. And while they are not all recorded as the one I just showed, I had several courthouse conversations with Miss Lewis, and all of them were polite and civil. To be clear and clarify, I had multiple discussions, at least three, with Scarlett Lewis and her husband. We only caught it on tape one time, and what I said on Piers Morgan was a composite of those discussions. It is the precise words that Miss Lewis and I exchanged before and after our handshake that Attorney Bankston now objects to and wants me to retract, which I am glad to do. I do not wish to harm or damage Miss Lewis in any way, and if she does not agree with my recollection of her response to me, I will defer to Miss Lewis' recollection of her statements and withdraw and disclaim my recollections of what she said in our conversation. While I am sure of what I told Miss Lewis, I defer entirely to her recollection of what she said in response, and if she disagrees, then I will withdraw and retract my recollection of her comments. In conclusion, I want to emphasize that I have no ill will, ill feelings, or any malice towards Miss Lewis or her ex-husband. I know and understand they have suffered a tragedy with the murder of their son, and I do not wish to cause them any further grief, harm, or embarrassment. I once again would like to invite them to come on my show to promote their charity and to talk about their son's life if they so choose. I am also trying to reach an agreement for another appearance on Piers Morgan's show to let his audience hear this clarification and correction.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.